Okay, today's daf is Yivamos Daf Kuf Beis, as we are in Mitzvahs Chalitza, the second daf of the Perek, all about Chalitza. And the Gemara here talks about the type of shoe that one is allowed to use for Chalitza, or what has the status of a shoe. What about soft leather? What about hard leather? So the Gemara has a line where the Gemara says, Amar Abba, Amar Rav Chana, Amar Rav. Im Yavo Eliyahu V'yomar Cholzin B'minal Shomelo. If Eliyahu Navi would come and say, we could do chalitza with a minal, with a soft shoe, with soft leather shoe. Shomelo, we'd listen, because after all, it's mutter. That's mutter anyway. There's a gzira d'rabanan, but if he would come in, we would continue. He would want to be mevadal, gzira d'rabanan. Ein cholzin besandal, ein shomelo. But if he would say, you cannot use a sandal, so then we would not listen to him, shekvar nagu ha'am besandal, because we already use a sandal. So we're not going to listen to Eliyahu Navi to say that you cannot use a sandal. And Yosef Amarav Amarav Kana Amarav Miav Eliyahu Vimar Ein Chosim El Shomin Lo. A different version: if Eliyahu would come, you can and tell us that you cannot use a minol, then we will listen. Right? Ein Chosim Besandal Ein Shomin Lo. Shekvar Nagu Ham Besandal. The difference is: what about a minol lachadchila? Okay, what about a soft leather shoe lachadchila? But the Gemara says in the first line that if Eliyahu Navi would come and tell us that something is allowed when we know something is. Not allowed, when we know something is allowed, right, ein cholzin b'sandal, when we know that's what we use, so we would not listen to him, shekvar nagu ha'am b'sandal, because that's what we use, so we wouldn't listen to him. So if we think about it, this is shocking. If Eliyahu Navi came and told us something, we wouldn't listen to him. We would say, sorry, Eliyahu, this is what we do. I know you're Eliyahu Navi, and we've been waiting for you a long time, and you're always a very busy man. But we're going to listen to you. The Rambam uses his Gemara in the Hakdama to Pirush Mishnayos. The Rambam has a lot to say in all three of his major Hakdamas. And in Hakdama to Pirush Mishnah, that's where he talks about the five categories of Torah Sheval Peh. But he also talks about Nevuah there. So there he has a essay where he talks about how Nevuah is not the basis of Halacha. And we figure out Halacha based on our own intellectual effort and all the rules that the Torah gives us. So he says, Ani avilecha mashal. At the end of this section, he quotes our Gemara. Vani avilecha mashal. Let me give you a mashal as a ikar b'chala mitzvahs. Iluish navi shenis baretz eslenu nevuaso. If there's a person who we know, he's a navi. Kamo shamayna, we did all the tests and he proved that he's a navi. Yomar lanu b'yom Shabbos. And he says to us one Shabbos and says, Shenakum kulanu nashim ba'anashim. V'navir eish unisakin ba'klei melchama. Let's make a fire. Let's be mechal Shabbos. V'nachkar ishes klei melchamto. V'nilcham en shemakum ploni b'yom zeshu yom Shabbos. V'nishlol shlolam v'nichmosh nishayim. Let's get their spoils. So then, if that happens, Hayachova aleinu anachnu amesuvim b'toras Moshe lakum miyad va'al nisakev. If he says that, we have to listen. Kasher tzivanu v'naseh kol mashat tziva bizrizus ubechiba yisera below safik below ikuv, and we'd have to listen. V'naamin v'cholash mashen naseh b'yamahu v'yavu mishiyom haShabbos. Even though it's Shabbos, we would listen to him regarding all the malachas that he tells us to do. Unekave aleha gmul tov me'akadosh baruch hu, and we will hope for just reward from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bishvil sha'asinu mitzvah ha'navi, shi mitzvah ha'aseh, la'asos dvaru, is a mitzvah ha'aseh, to listen to what a navi tells us. A love, tishma'un, even if he tells you to violate the Torah, except avodah zarah, the Gemara says. V'im yachshu b'nafsho ishu hu tzadav yirei shamayim, v'yazakin baba yamim v'yomar. But if a person says, an elderly person comes along and says, I've never been mechal Shabbos. I've never done an avera. I'm older in life. How could I finally get up and violate? I can't. No, the Rambam says, the same God who told you to keep Shabbos told you to listen to the Navi. If he tells you, as a one-time thing, this is what has to be done. That's what has to be done. Fine. If the Navi comes along and tells us That's if he says, we know he's a Navi, he's already mukhsud to be a Navi, he tells us we have to do this. But what if he says that Tchum Shabbos is not 2,000 Amos? Tchum Shabbos is 1,999 Amos, or 2,001 Amos. And he says that he heard this b'derech nevuah, that Tchum Shabbos is different. Lo al derech iyun v'svara, not that he figured it out based on the rules of Chachma. Neida shehu navi sheker v'yahari b'chenek. He could tell us to be mechal Shabbos, but because there's a certain need. But if he tells us that halacha changes, so then it's a navi sheker. V'yal zeh ha'inyan yesh lecha shetia sover. Chomash yitzavo eschabo a navi v'chomash yitimsa b'mikram ina navi shehu soser davar min mitzvahs. And this is a mafteach, this is a key to understand. If he uses his prophecy to interpret halacha, that is not allowed. That's not allowed. A Navi has to, if we know he's a Navi and he has to tell us something, so we have to listen to him. But if he tells us a certain halacha, we don't listen to him. Rak elef neviim kulam ke Eliyahu ve Elisha yu sovrim svara achas. If Eliyahu and Elisha, the greatest neviim ever, hold one svara. Ve elef chachamim ve chacham sovrim hefech hasvara hahi. And there's 1,001 chachamim. They all hold one svara, they hold another svara, even if the Nevi'im are on one side of the argument, but if the majority is on the other side, the majority wins. Achrei Rabban Lahatos, v'ha'alacha k'divrei ha'elef chachamim v'chacham. The halacha is like 1,001. Lo k'divrei elef ha'nevi'im ha'nechbadim. Right? Not like the Nevi'im, even though they are, again, mechubadim. V'chinamr chachamim ha'elokim. Ilo amr le Yeshua ben Nun bepume lo saisin alei, velo shaman alei. Vechein od amru, im yavo elio v'yo marcholzen beminol, shomin lo. Vesandol, ein shomin lo. Yirtzu lo marsh, ein lohosev lo legroa b'mitzvah, al derech nevuah, b'shum makom. Nevuah does not change halacha. Sometimes a Navi can tell us to do something. Elio Bahar Carmel did not change the halacha. He knew he was violating. Right? He knew he was violating, but this is what needed to be done. He told us the derech nevuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs us to do this. So that's different. If the Navi says that the din for this mitzvah is this, Yehari Ganavi Yehu, Shein Torah Nesuna Acharei HaNavi HaRishon, Vein LaHosif Vein LaGroa. Because the Torah is not given to anyone after the Navi. And you can't add on or take away from that. And then the Rambam says this is exactly the principle of Lo Bashamayim Hi. The principle that it is not in heaven. Of course, the Gemara in Bava Metzia and Daf Nun Tes was called Tanur Shel Achnai. Remember the machlokas there between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yehoshua. And Rabbi Elazar says, if I'm right, this should be the rule, this should be the rule. Again, the Rabbim was against him. The Rabbim was against Rabbi Eliezer. And he was trying to use prophetic and magical drachim or signs from God to passing like me. No, the rule is you follow the majority. He's trying to say, oh, we're not going to follow the majority because you made the water flow upstream or because you made a tree get uprooted out of the ground and fly somewhere else. So that's in the category the Rambam said. That's changing rules. You can't change rules, right? We pass it this way. We pass it like the majority. You can't change rules based on the miracles that you perform, right? That's what just read you the last line of that Gemara again. Garbam Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar starts making the walls collapse. Rabbi Yeshua growls at the walls. Amrohem im talmidei chachamim menatzchem zeh em zeh b'halacha. Atem ativchem. And lo naflu mipnei kvodesh Rabbi Yeshua, lo zakfu mipnei kvodesh Rabbi Elazar, v'adayin matin v'omdin. Chazav yamalem im halacha kamosi. If halacha is like me, minashamayim yotchichu, from heaven it will prove that I'm right. Yatzas abaskal v'yamra malacha meitzer Rabbi Elazar shalacha kamosu b'chol makom. A heavenly voice said, "Go like Rabbi Elazar." Amad Rabbi Yeshua al ragla v'yamar lo bashamayim. No, sorry, my lo bashamayim. That takes. I don't know if it's guts or it's. Imagine if we heard a heavenly voice and said, "Go like Rabbi Elazar." Would we have the wherewithal to say, no, we're not going like Rabbi Elazar? A miraculous event. Rabbi Yeshua says, That's right. Reb Nissim Gaon says this was all a test to see if the rabbis would be strong enough to handle the pressure. Right? Handle the pressure. This was a test. Just like Hashem sometimes sends a Navi Sheker. Milo Bashamaimi, Amr Birmiya, Shekvar Nidna Torme Arsinai, Ein Anu Mashkichim Babaskol. Shekvar Kasafta, Bahar Sinai, Batora, Achre Ram Lahatos. Kasafta, Rabbi Shua says to heaven, you told us not to listen to this heavenly voice, so we're just following what you say. Achre Ram Lahatos, we don't follow. That's the Gemara Bamitsia. It's also quoted in the Maseches Tumah, Daf Tezayin. Remember that Gemara when Rabbi Yeshua ben Nun was asked by Moshe before he died. I think we spoke about that Gemara recently. Do you have any questions for me? Yeshua says, I don't have any questions for you. I've been with you every second. And then Moshe dies, and they forgot all these halachas, and Yeshua ben Nun wanted to bring it back through his nevuah, and he couldn't. You can't bring back halachas based on a nevuah, lo bashamayim. Okay. So the big shiloh of the Rishonim here, and we'll get to Eliyahu HaNavi, Be'ez Hashem, in a few minutes, is... Okay, this is all related, obviously, to Eliyahu HaNavi, because we can't paskin based on Eliyahu HaNavi, based on his nevuah, as the Rambam just quoted. The Erev Inyud Gimel, we paskin like a baskol, right? That's the baskol of one of the other famous baskols in Shas, and that is the baskol that we paskin like Beis Hillel. Remember, the Gemara says that Elu ve'elu, for many, many years, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, 3 years, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued, Nechluku Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Hala Omer Alachu Gomoseinu, Hala Omer Alachu Gomoseinu. They each said, we should win, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Yotot Abaskol V'yamra, Elu Ve'elu Devri Elokim Chayim, Hain V'halacha K'Beis Hillel. Right? The heavenly voice said, you both have halachic validity and value, but we pass like Beis Hillel. So ask all the Rishonim, Lo Bashamayimi, how could we determine halacha based on a heavenly voice? That's like prophecy. That's like Eliyahu HaNavi. So why should we pass? Why do we pass Beis Hillel? Right, that's the question of Tosfos. Tosfos in Bamitzia Daf Nun Tes. Tosfos in the first paragraph of the Erevin, I think. So Tosfos asks, Lo Bashamayimi, V'hod Amar Perakama Diyavamis Talacha Gebeis Hillel. Right, that's the Gemara in Erevin also. Mishav Diyatza Baskol. Right, how do we pass it that way? So Tosfos gives two answers. Tosfos says, well, maybe, answer number one, that wasn't a real baskol. That wasn't a real baskol by Rabbi Elazar. Really, we would pass it like a baskol. That's one answer. Rabbi Elazar's baskol was basically forced by Hashem. Rabbi Elazar says, look, I'll prove to you that I'm right from heaven. What, so Hashem wasn't going to give him a baskol? No, but he kind of forced it. He wasn't going to embarrass Rabbi Elazar. We find more than once that Rabbi Elazar, forced a baskol, so to speak. Remember, there's another Gemara in Tainus on Daf Chaf Hei, where the Gemara says that it didn't rain for a long time, and Rabbi Elazar went and davened and davened and davened, and no rain. And Rabbi Akiva went and went up to the Amun and said, please help us, we need rain. And it started pouring. And everybody started talking, and, oh, I guess Rabbi Elazar is not such a great tzaddik. Right? And the Abasko goes out from Shemayim and says, don't think that Zeh Galdom is Zeh, but it's just that Rabbi Elazar has a specific midah that he excels. Rabbi Akiva has a midah that he excels in Ma'avra Midosav. But again, that's another baskol that goes out, L'Kavod Rabbi Elazar. So Tosfos says, really, we would go like a baskol. But that baskol was L'Kavod Rabbi Elazar. That's why we don't paskin like that one in Bamitzia Daf Nun Tes. Interesting. According to that day of Tosfos, we would paskin like a baskol. Maybe that's different than prophecy. Baskol is straight from Hashem. Right? Prophecy is it's not, number one. Or, number two, says Tosfos, the baskol by Beis Hillel didn't go against anything we felt. Beis Hillel was the majority. So the baskol just confirmed the majority. So it's not going against anything. That's what the Pri Chadash says in the Rambam, that we pass like Beis Hillel not because of the baskol. That's a beautiful Gemara. Learn messages from it. Learn some Musar, why Beis Hillel has certain midas tovos. But the Pri Chadash on the Rambam says, maybe based on this Tosfos a little bit, that no, we pass like Beis Hillel because he was the majority, and that's what we decided. Nimnu v'gamru, that we would pass like Beis Hillel. But in any case, that's the baskol in Erevin. If you look in the Kesef Mishnah on that Rambam, the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, in the ninth parak, talks all about these rules, about following the Navi, right? What he says in the Pirush HaMishnayos, he says here again too. So there, he quotes that, right, we can never listen. He says, V'chei Navi shavar al devei atzmo v'kovish nevuaso. If a Navi tells us to violate one of the mitzvahs, whether it's the kalos or the chamuros, lefisha'a, for a momentary violation, and we know he's a Navi, mitzvah l'shmalo, and that's like Kelio Abba Carmel, As long as it's only momentary, right, temporary. Go to Eliyahu Bar Carmel, Shikrav Ala Bachutz, V'Yerushalayim Nivcharav, Hamakr Bachutz, Chayev Kares. U'B'Neishu Hu Navi, Mitzvah Lishmo'alo. Because he's a Navi. V'Lushalu Es Eliyahu V'Amrulo, Ne'ekar Ma'ashakasu Batora, Pentalo Losev, Hamakr Mashatira. If we would ask Eliyahu Navi, well, isn't there an Isra of Shchut Echutz? V'Hu Haya Omer, Lo, Ela Hamakr Bachutz La'olam Chayev Kares. He would say, no. Yeah, Makar Bachutz is an Issa Daraisa. It's Chi of Karis. Kemosha Tziva Moshe. Aval Ani Hayo Makar Bachutz. B'davar Zeh Kedei Lahachish Nevi'ei Abal. This is what I have to do to be Machish Nevi'ei Abal. So that's why we were not allowed to listen to him. Val Derech Zeh Im Tzivu Kala Nevi'im Lavar Lefi Shah Mitzvah Lishmo Alehem. V'im Amru Shadavar Ne'akar La'olam Risasan Bechenek. Shatar Amru Lo Levaini Adolam. So ask the Kesef Mishnah. Ask the Kesef Mishnah. V'kashali. He asked the same question that Tosfos asks. Right, Kushali on the Rambam, so how do we listen to that Pasko like Beis Hillel? So Tosfos gave various answers. What, remember the first answer? We would pass like a Pasko. The Rambam doesn't hold that way. What's the second answer? That really, it's not really based on the Pasko. It doesn't sound like that from the Gemara. It sounds like we sound like from the Gemara that we pass like the Pasko. So the guest of the Mishnah wonders, you know, the Rambam Shita. Ve'ena ola kefidas rabbeinu v'tzarachiyin. He wonders what the Rambam would say in this case. So again, he says afterwards, he says maybe the Rambam also says that really that Baskol is not really giving us any new information, right? There was a shock feeling that was felt by the Chachamim there. Okay, either way, this is the Shita Rambam, and Kesef Mishnah has the discussion how the Rambam would fit into that Baskol. But there are a number of Gemaras about Eliyahu Navi specifically. Right? This Gemara says, how can you pass like Eliyahu Navi if he would come? The Gemara, Brachas Daf Gimel, you don't have to go so far. Remember the second Daf in Shas, Brachas Daf Gimel, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi learned three things from Eliyahu Navi. Right, from the, when he goes into the Churva, right, he says, Lamati, Mimenu, V'chulu, he summarizes. That the Bozachar Limati Mimenu Shlosha Dvarim, three things. Right? So how could he learn three things from Eliyahu Hanavi? I thought Eliyahu Hanavi cannot teach us Torah. Eliyahu Hanavi. Right? The Gemara in Erevin Mem Gimel. Remember, we had a shiur in Erevin, I think around Mem Gimel, about Eliyahu Hanavi, not about Psak, but just about different elements of his existence. But there, the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Mem Gimel, talks about it, that he comes from outside the Tchum. Is there a Tchum above 10 Amos? That was the Gemara there. So it talks about Eliyahu Navi teaching Torah. Because how could you be in one place in the morning in Bavel and the other place and in the other? It must be Eliyahu Navi brought him, right? That somebody taught. The Gemara says, Hani Shev Shmaitza, Dis Amrin Bitzafra Bishapsa, Kame Drev Chista Bisura. Some rabbi taught it to Rav Chista in Surah in the morning and in the afternoon in front of Rabbi and Pupadisa. How do you get from one place to another place? It must have been Eliyahu Navi. So the Gemara uses that to say, could you go from outside the Tchum on Shabbos above 10? But what do you see from there? Eliyahu is teaching Torah. Eliyahu is teaching the topics, right? Or, you know, the Tosfos in the Maseches Chulin on Davav says, whenever it says Ahu Saba in the Gemara, it means Eliyahu Navi. So there are a number of Gemaras about Ahu Saba. So how could we ever learn halachas from Eliyahu Hanavi? Right, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Anav Kufches, right, Kufches of an Aleph. The Gemara has a line, Im Yavo Eliyahu V'Yomar, right, like our Gemara says. And Rashi there says in Shabbos Kufches Amid Aleph. Rashi says Heter V'Isser Ein Talui Bo Delo Bashamayim. Rashi says in Shabbos Kufches Heter and Isser not Talui in Eliyahu Hanavi. Lo Bashamayim. So how can we learn halacha from a number of these Gemaras? Again, some Gemaras say no, some Gemaras say yes. So says the Maritz Chayis. The Maritz Chayis in Brachas Daf Gimel. It's amazing. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph of Arachayim. Simin Reish Ches, addressed to the Maritz Chayis. Right, they were contemporaries. The Maritz Chayis was a little more in the scholarly world also, but obviously he's a Bucky Nifli, he's in the back of the Gemara. So there he says, the Sam Sofer writes in Tuf Kuf Sadi Zion, I think it's 1837, Tuf Kuf Sadi Zion, he says, Adar Sheni, he says, I just spent Shabbos reading over your new Sefer that you sent me, Torah Sanavim, which is all about, it's the Kisei Maris Chayis, it's about these issues. He says, I had such oneg. I just have a couple of ha'aris, and there's a 20-page shuva about, he talks about, and what you said here, I think there's a riot for this, what you said here, I argue with this, he goes through a lot of the issues in there. So the Maritz Chayis on the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Gimel, says, you can't learn from Eliyahu Navi if he's saying something about, through prophecy. But if he's just acting as a Navi, as a Chacham, he never died. So if he's acting just as a rabbi and he's telling you halacha, so then he can teach you halacha. That's fine. V'yef shalomer demelio omer dina mitzada nevua azai shayach lo bashamayimi ve'navi rasher lechadish davar avolim omer milsa v'tayma mashashama mipi chacham acherim azai shomer lo. Right? Then you can listen to him. Kamo shomer, he quotes the Gemara in Erevin about the Shev Shmaitza. Right? Elio Hanavi, if it's through Navi, then you can't listen to him. But if it's him as a Rav, you know, as Bedera Chachma, right, we know he never died. Right? We know he never died. And just two sources related to that, that we've quoted in the past, but they're two amazing sources. Number one, the Chassam Sofer in Chelek Vav. In Chelek Vav of the Tshuvas, in Simin Sadiches, he has the beautiful paragraph where he talks about Elio Hanavi comes in two ways to this world. Right? Elio Hanavi, when he comes to every bris, and he comes to the Seder, he's not, right? we have a chair for Elio Hanavi at the bris, not because he needs to sit down. Only his neshama is coming, obviously. But we do that, so we remember that he's there. We pour a kosher Elio, not because he's going to actually drink it, and we don't have to shake the table and tell our children and grandchildren that he's drinking the wine. No, but it's to remind us that he's coming, but then he comes in his neshama. Sometimes, though, Hashem puts him back into his guf. And that's how the stories in Shas of Amoraim talking to Elio Hanavi is where Elio Hanavi goes back into his guf and he goes back into the world. So when he comes back in his guf, so then he's like one of the Rabbanim of the Chachmei HaMesorah, says the Chassam Sofer, and we can learn halacha from him because he's a Chacham. If he comes back in his neshama, then of course not, because then he's not in this world right now. So that's an important, if you never saw it, it's Dibur HaMaskel Aval HaEmes Yoredarko. Very important paragraph of the Chassam Sofer. It depends how Elio Hanavi comes. But again, it's based similar to this, what his contemporary says, what the Maariv Chayis says. He just adds a lot of beauty to the idea. The other idea, just to mention, the Eima Banim Smecha, we usually quote it from him, but he's basing it on a Kedushas Levi, and he's basing it on a Mabit, where he talks about why, throughout Shas, it says Teku, not Meku. And teku literally means let it stand. It's an unanswered question. But the Chassam Sofer and others quote that teku also stands for Tishbi Yatarez Kushius Va'abayos, that Elio Hanavi is going to answer all of our questions. And the question is, why Elio Hanavi? What about Moshe Rabbeinu? Why is Elio Hanavi the one that's going to answer all of our questions? So the answer that they say is because he is alive and he's involved in the world. We can't ask somebody to answer our questions who's not involved in the world. Somebody who lived 300 years ago can't answer today's questions. Elio Hanavi never died. So he's involved in every generation. He can answer the questions of every generation. And that's why it's teku and not meku. The Eima Banim Smecha uses that to say, regarding how you look at Eretz Yisrael, he says you can only ask the Rabbanim who are alive now. Right? Not the even Rabbanim that lived 10 years ago. He's writing this during World War II. But again, that's the idea of teku and not meku. So that also fits nicely with this Chassam Sofer, the Maariv Chayis. Okay, we will stop here.